Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
The baseball season is way too long.
The game is way too slow.
It's so boring to watch.
Shut up! Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
Swing and a long drive, deep to right.
Covering all things baseball.
Going, going.
The big leagues.
Going, going.
And the MLB to Portland.
Goodbye. He has done it. He has changed the game of the night with one swing of his bat.
Now. Here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch, on 1080.
Bang! Zoom! Go the fireworks!
The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner. What up? It's 7 o'clock on a Wednesday. It must be a Wednesday.
We're back at the normal time, everybody!
Get it.
Get it.
Thank you, Travis Scott. One more, Rick. There we go.
I think this is going to be permanent again, except if there's maybe a bowl game coaches show for football that happens on a Wednesday. But that seems highly unlikely because Christmas Day is Wednesday and New Year's Day is Wednesday.
Oh, man, we're getting hooked up.
So New Year's Day would be the Rose Bowl. And New Year's Eve would be the Alamo Bowl.
I was going to say, what day is the Alamo Bowl?
Well, it would, if Utah makes the college football playoff, Oregon will make the Rose Bowl.
What?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And if Utah doesn't make the college football playoff, Oregon will likely play in the Alamo Bowl because Utah will then go to the Rose Bowl.
Let's go, Oklahoma.
So at the end of the year, we're going to have some shows that we miss because of that and holidays and stuff. But we should be 7-9 the rest of the year, I think.
I'm down with that real quick. I'm sure you guys all talked about this today. If Oklahoma blows out Baylor, they go to the playoff, right?
Maybe.
No matter what happens in Utah, Oregon.
If Utah blows out Oregon, Utah goes.
I heard Paul Feinbaum this morning was like, nobody wants to see Utah. I'm just being honest. And I was like, I hate you. Like, I hate your stinking guts. To be fair, whoever plays LSU is probably getting rolled.
Probably.
Yeah.
Also, to be fair, as much as we all hated to hear that from Feinbaum, he's probably right.
He's probably right. I mean, I'd love to see Utah.
Me too. But Utah's great.
I think they got great defense.
So no one wants to see Utah lose and get smashed out by LSU in the first game. But,
I do.
But
I root for the conference in that scenario.
Unless
you're Oregon or UW.
Obviously, we're not fortune tellers, but if we saw Utah win against LSU in that first, hell yeah, we want to see Utah pull that off.
That'd
Are you kidding
nuts.
Me?
That'd be nuts. Because LSU would jump.
I don't care where
Ohio
you're
State,
from at
right,
that
if they
point.
Beat Georgia.
I don't know. I think if Ohio, it's kind of a how much do you blow the team out by. If Ohio State kills Wisconsin, Ohio State probably stays number one.
Like they did the last time?
Yeah.
I woke up that morning and I was like, oh, right, Ohio State's playing Wisconsin. Flipped the game on, it was like 9:30. So the game had only been on for a half hour. I was like, ah, God.
Turn it off. Don't hurt your eyes.
Stop it. They're already dead. Yeah, I hope not to see that again.
Well, I think it's going to be about style points. And I bet you, I think LSU, if they beat Georgia, would obviously get a little bit of a nudge. But who knows? Who knows what the committee's thinking?
I just want to know what day of the week the Coug Bowl game is on, so make sure to take that day off. Mm. Yeah, you heard me. We going bowling.
Well, yeah. If only in the best chance you had to ever beat Chris Peterson, you had a chance to beat him. Because now he's stepped down, undefeated against Wazoo.
Thanks. Thanks, Oregon State. On a second and goal with 4 seconds left, putting two D linemen on the line and just, hi, Max Borgie. There you go. Thanks, LSU.
That's true.
You're the best.
That does help.
I hate Jimmy Lake, for the record. I hate him.
Do you hate Chris Peterson more because you never beat him?
No, I don't hate Chris Peterson. There's a ton of respect there.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he's like B. Roy. I just don't get mad at him.
Well, now you have a new hatred for UW. It's good.
Oh, yeah, I hate Jimmy Lake. Do you hear his quote before the Apple Cup?
For the Apple Cup? No.
Yeah, he goes, they were like, what steps did you take to prepare for Washington State? He goes, Washington State's the easiest team for us to prepare for because they do the same thing all the time. I hope Mike Leach stays in Pullman forever.
Dude, that is so savage and so true.
I know, I hate him so much.
They don't change anything.
No. you know, Leach and the squad are going to have to make some serious halftime adjustments. I was like, we don't make adjustments. We can't even spell adjustments. We can barely spell PBR.
P.
B.
S.
Go Cougs.
Public Broadcast Service, PBS.
It's not system?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Who knows? It's free television. That's what it is.
Free television. Is anything for free, Michael?
Do you have an antenna? Then you get PBS.
Did you get that antenna for free?
If you bought the house with it on it.
Because people's houses still have antennas.
We live in Portland. And you see antennas out there. You live in Nopo. You know that people still have antennas. They don't have cable.
Yeah, they're called homeless camps.
That's not where I was going with that, but okay.
Oakley Dougley. Well, we got a cool show lined up for you guys tonight. Blazers are on TV, so we will keep you updated with that as that continues to progress. A lot of new signings going on in baseball. There's the Tampa Bay Rays. What else were we talking about? There's Gerrit Cole and what's his name? Steven Strasburg, the World Series MVP, that guy.
That guy, yeah.
Well, there's some of that to talk about. There's Frankie Lindor.
Little Mets news.
Little Mets news. We got a bunch of stuff to get through with baseball. Fair or foul, Joe Fisher, at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
The offseason is actually moving, and that's very exciting. That could also be a topic if you want to, because last year and the 2 years ago was just... Doing the show in the off season was a total drag.
It was rough.
Because every single Wednesday we would come in here. What do you want to talk about? Well,
want to talk about Bryce Harper.
We got to mention Machado and Harper. Okay. Well, I guess we'll mention Machado and Harper. And then.
Yeah, I felt like yesterday I got 3-4 notifications within an hour saying this guy's looking to get traded. This team's looking for trades. Yep, yep. I mean, I was like, wait. It's December. Calm down here. What's going on?
Yeah, well, let's get into that first then. Let's chat a little like how the offseason's already started. You can find us all over social media. Mike's at MikeLynch27 on Twitter. You can find our fantastic producer, Mr. Joe Fisher, on Twitter as well. JoeFish3, that's FISCH. You can find me on Instagram at PDD085. There's also the Beers on Us podcast on Instagram as well, at Beers on Us podcast. That will drop tomorrow. It'll be a tasting room episode. As I was gifted 3 different cans from Altamont Brewworks in California. So that should be fun. I'm sure there's going to be a hazy in there somewhere. So we'll have that.
We'll be surprised along with you.
Yeah. So there's that for you. You can text in the Better You Today text line 55305. Bad Boy lets you interact with us throughout the entire show. When we come back, we'll dive right in and that things are actually happening. And that is exciting. We'll do that first here on the Hot Corner on 1080 The
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
That's how friends work.
7:15 here. Zers up 10-8. Call it. Game over. See you, Sacktown. DJ Fishsticks on the dial once again. Thank you, sir. This was much needed. I'm digging this beat. Mike kind of alluded to this in the opening segment, and I do think this is an interesting topic because last year was pretty brutal at this time. I feel like on this day we were like, okay, start thinking, where's Machado going? Where's Harper going? We can have these thoughts, and we had those thoughts for the next 2 months, and things are already happening.
Yeah.
Some of them are a little, nothing too crazy right now, but Cole Hamill signs with the Braves.
Yep.
For 18 mil for 1 year, that could be a good pickup for them.
That's a good, smart pickup because when he's on, he's still as good as he was. Maybe not in terms of his stuff, but he still has the same numbers that as he used to have. Good little 1 year signing. They did the same thing with Josh Donaldson last year. Get a guy in for a year, see if he pans out. It's a veteran presence. They need help in their rotation.
And then so didn't the Braves already sign their musical superstars in Chris Martin and Will Smith? Getting jiggy with it, yellow style.
And a little Coldplay. Yeah, I think they did. I know they signed Will Smith. I didn't see the Chris Martin one. But,
I think they got Chris Martin too. No. They got Shane Green.
Well, they already had Shane Green. They acquired him in trade last year.
Right, but didn't they
So they just
him?
Signed him?
Yeah.
Look, see, that's the thing. There's been a lot of small moves I didn't even know have happened.
Right?
Because I've been away for Thanksgiving. I haven't been paying attention to sports or anything. My phone didn't notify me of that. So if my phone's not notifying me and I'm not paying attention to it, I'm not going to see it, especially if it's a small signing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good little move. You had Zach Wheeler sign, which we'll talk about probably a little bit more in a future segment.
Dylan Bundy was traded to the Angels today for four prospects.
I saw that. The Mariners signed Carl Edwards Jr., the mercurial reliever from the Cubs. It was either really good or really bad.
I feel like that's a signing for someone that's trying to win games.
I don't know. Did you see him in the middle of the year? He got sent down to AAA. He was really bad.
Nice.
He walked everybody.
For the what? For the Cubs?
Yeah.
Dude, their bullpen was trash, too.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Hi, reliever. You're getting sent down. What? But we need help. Yeah, we know. And you ain't in.
I think he went through a span where he had like two or three straight appearances where all he did was walk people.
Yeah.
It was like zero innings pitched, three walks, two runs. 0.1 innings pitched, four walks, one run. And it's like, oh, no.
When you have zero outs and you're accredited with zero innings pitched and you give up runs, your ERA is infinite.
Yes.
So if you gave up a run, you might as well give up two because you can't have two infinites.
No, it's just infinite.
It's just infinite.
Mike Moustakas signed with a team who a lot of people, maybe not a lot of people, but people who are in the sports betting world, which I'm paying more attention to now thanks to the Oregon Lottery app, are saying the Cincinnati Reds are a little Dark Horse World Series team.
Yeah, I'd be interested in chatting about that a little bit later, too.
So Moustakas going to them, and their lineup actually looks really good now, and it was already kind of good. So there's been some movement, which has been nice, and we haven't even hit the winter meetings yet, and that's what's exciting. So you're seeing Cole and Strasburg news start to come out now as you're getting closer to the winter meetings. Mm-hmm. You're seeing some Rendon news tied to the Dodgers a little bit.
Saw some Arenado news.
Oh, really?
The price on Bumgarner's getting set.
Yeah, you got the Lindor news as well.
The Lindor news.
So it's kind of moving this year. Now, maybe this is a little bit of hopeful, wishful thinking, where last year it was moving and there were rumors and then it just stopped. But it feels different this year. It feels like last year was almost like, okay, guys, we can't do this again. Yeah. Baseball went to the teams and was like, come on. You're ruining the offseason of the sport, which is a huge hype marketing machine.
We have to keep things relevant.
We have to keep things relevant. So, like you said, there's not a ton of crazy exciting moves yet, but things are moving, and that's good. It's making me excited for the year to come.
You think this will sustain?
I do. I do.
Because we got a lot of guys out there. I mean, there are some people out there, the Rendons, the Strasburgs, the Coles of the world, but there are some guys out there, like, I'm really intrigued in where Josh Donaldson goes, and he'll come back player of the year. You know, I think there are more quality guys that need to get signed and less super duper stars that want a bajillion dollars. And that could make for a little more of an exciting offseason.
I think so, for sure. I mean, there are super duper stars who are looking for a bajillion dollars, but...
But they don't seem as, like, douchey as Machado and Harper.
I think that's personal opinion there, but...
I think it states in the dictionary that Bryce Harper is a synonym for douchey.
Yeah, I would agree.
Thank you, Jim. But you coach football. You don't know what you're talking about.
Does he coach football?
I don't know.
He coaches whatever Michigan does.
I was wondering.
Which is sometimes considered football. I think the difference is, weirdly enough, the players in the market this year are more coveted than they were last year. You saw like three teams wanted Bryce Harper. Three. Like two teams wanted Manny Machado. That was it. And I don't know if I fully understand why, because we know that they're both really good hitters. But everyone seems like they want Gerrit Cole. Right?
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Everyone should want Gerrit Cole. Steven Strasburg just won MVP in the World Series. He had probably the best or second best year of his career. He's got some injury concerns, but, I mean, he's a bona fide ace, right?
Yep.
And he wasn't even the ace on his own team.
Nope.
A lot of teams are going to want him. We haven't even heard a lot about Anthony Rendon yet, but maybe he's going to fall the way of Harper and Machado.
He might be the one. I mean, he is Scott Boras.
He is going to.
Who isn't Scott Boras?
He's going to make a huge amount of money, and he looks to be more consistent than those two guys from last year, but. Maybe teams are just realizing that ace starter is more important than that one huge hitter because it means more, especially when you get to the playoffs. But I think those guys are going to have a lot more teams pursuing them, which is going to make it more interesting.
I'm excited. This could get wild. And there are teams, you kind of mentioned this, you kind of hinted at this with everybody interested in Cole, and I do want to get to Gerrit Cole and Steven Strasburg in a little bit. But The Reds seem to be players. The White Sox seem very interested in everybody.
Didn't their GM say, like, it's time to go now?
Because they got the kids and they're ready.
We're set. Let's go.
They need a push.
Yep.
It sounds like the Angels are going to kind of try to go for it, and I think they should. You have Trout locked up. You don't have to worry about that. Artie Moreno's never had a problem spending money. So
I think the Pujols contract is officially off the books.
I don't know. He might have 1 year.
I saw something that said Pujols' money off the books allows for this. Maybe it's one more year. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's, do the Padres continue? The Braves, despite a disappointing playoff, they're really close. They're really close. And what do the Nationals do? Do the Nationals do the ride of the Kansas City Royals? And, hey, we won our series, our town's set for the next 10 years, and we'll just sell the farm and rebuild with Trey Turner and Juan Soto and see how this Corbin deal plays out. Maybe they get Strasburg. Who knows?
It's possible. I think the Nationals are already set to keep winning because their core is so good and young, but good already. It's not like the White Sox where you're like, well, they're about ready to start winning.
Right. But they're not quite there yet.
Yeah, I mean, the Nats won the World Series in large part because of their young core. So
yes, but they also won it mostly in part of the two guys that are about to make a bajillion dollars.
Right, and they're most likely not coming back. I would be surprised if either of them went back to the Nationals. But that's not to say that they can't make some moves this offseason to stay a good team. So, yeah, I think they're in an interesting position, though. It is another little wrinkle for this offseason.
And I wouldn't be shocked. Who knows what the Mets are going to do? And I know we want to talk about ownership there for a little bit, but...
Well, the Mets didn't re-sign their own guy again because they don't spend money again.
But they act like they want to spend money.
We don't have any money because they got swindled by Bernie Madoff.
I can't believe this. Is that guy still alive?
He's in jail, isn't he?
I don't know.
I would hope.
Jeffrey Epstein was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
He also didn't kill himself, so that's one good thing.
That is one good thing. Is that still a thing? We still riding that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're still riding that.
It's because it's true.
It's because it is true. Well, that threw me completely off.
You're the one who brought him up.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what do the Red Sox do? There's that kind of angle.
I saw there's some talk that they should trade Mookie Betts.
He might not re-sign.
So you get the value you get for him now, right?
He's the only guy. If you rank the amount of loot you can get from trading your superstar, does it go Mookie 1, Frankie 2, Arenado 3?
Ooh.
who's getting the most? If you're like, yo, Mookie Betts is available.
Who's getting the most? I almost want to say the Rockies would get the most for that, but...
You think so? You get the most for Arenado?
I know
just because he's like bona fide.
I know he's older, though, and that's the problem, right? So Arenado's, what, 30?
But his contract's locked.
But it's huge. He just signed a huge deal.
Oh, because Frankie and Mookie Betts after this season aren't going to sign huge deals?
True. I
love that we're talking about guys named Frankie and Mookie.
Yeah.
But Frankie and Mookie are going to get tons of money.
Also Nolan.
Nolan. Yeah, I love this.
Yeah. What would your order be? I think I'd say Nolan 1, Mookie 2, Frankie 3. But I'm talking like... hairs, breadth, slivers of difference between them.
I think I go Mookie, Frankie, Nolan. Well, Nolan Arenado is going to be the best trade piece because his contract's locked up.
Yeah.
Because you could be renting Mookie and Frankie.
Yes.
Unless
you trade for them and they say it's part of the trade that we'll re-sign with you.
Yes.
Which happens all the time.
Yes. I don't know. Could be interesting. Anybody else? Is Jacob deGrom available?
No, I don't think so.
They're just going to suck with the best player in baseball, best pitcher in baseball.
I kind of want to see a little bit of mayhem this year. I want to see...
Shake it up.
Yeah, if those three guys get traded, then, it's already a huge shakeup to begin with, and that's before we see the signings of these guys. But let's see a little bit of a shakeup, because we know who the top teams in baseball are, and they will likely be up there for a while due to their good farm systems.
Unless you get busted for banging the drum.
Yeah.
That could still happen.
I do wonder. Well, the Astros all of a sudden suck without the ability to use electronics to cheat. We'll find out.
We'll find out. That's going to be quite interesting.
My assumption is that they're not going to suck. They just probably won't win 115 games again. But, yeah, that was let's change it up. Let's get some other teams going. Let's get the White Sox in there.
I'd love to see the White Sox take a step. I'd love to see the Padres take a step. I'd love to see the Cincinnati Reds take a step, because I think you and I both agree they've got some really cool players on that team.
I just really don't want to see Sonny Gray succeed, so he can go ahead and leave that team. Thanks.
I'd like to see the Braves solidify themselves as a bona fide World Series contender, and I'd love to see the Dodgers take a step back. Like, am I right here?
Yeah.
And I'd love to see the Red Sox struggle again.
Hey, you're speaking my language.
Yeah, baby.
I'd like to see the Red Sox not win a World Series for another 100 years.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, would you guys get another 27 in those 100 years?
Hell yeah.
No, because you got 26.
Yes, that's true.
26.
Well, it's probably less than 26. Because 1918 was the Red Sox previous one, and the Yankees won a couple before. So that's 20-ish. Let's just say 20-ish.
I'm cool with 20.
Yeah. 20 more World Series?
I don't even root for the Yanks, but I'd take 20 World Series
if the Red Sox had to wait 100 years.
The Red Sox got none. That sounds great.
You know what? If that happened, I'd even accept blowing another 3-0 lead in the ALCS. I would even accept that.
I would do it again. I'd trade it for the world. All right. When we come
back, I'd love to see Johnny Damon hit a grand slam off of Javier Vasquez again. I'd love it so much. Can't you tell?
That game did suck. That whole series was awesome, and game seven sucked.
Shut up.
Well, I mean, dude, it's Carlton Fisk hit that walk-off in game six of the World Series against the Reds that everyone remembers when he's like waving it in the flagpole. He got blown out in game seven. All right, when we come back, I want to dive into Gerrit Cole and Steven Strasburg, as they are the big targets, and that's the rumblings we are hearing lately. We'll do that next, but first, there's Joe with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Got baseball here for you guys. Top of the hour, we'll get into the Mets and their current situation, so stick around for that. We have Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour as well. Better you today, text line 55305. Beers on Us podcast tomorrow at 4. We got everything?
That's everything.
Okay. Okay, no cream.
Pac-12 title game.
Ooh, Pac-12 title game
Friday,
on Friday.
Right here on the Fan.
Right here on the
Coverage
Fan.
Starts at noon, I believe.
At nooner.
Yes.
Noon to 5?
Well, that's
some long coverage.
That's how it goes.
All right. How many people, this is totally going to sidetrack us, which I'm okay with. How many people do you think are going to be at Levi Stadium this year?
Ooh, yeah, last year was a joke.
And what was last year? UW, Utah?
Yes.
Now, Oregon travels. Yes. Oregon travels better than UW does, for sure.
Utah travels pretty well, too, but wasn't last
year. Last year.
Last year was just empty, right?
Yeah.
There's more on the line this year.
It was like 7,000 people at that stadium last year.
There's more on the line this year because Utah, with a win, has a really good chance to make the college football playoff. And also the Rose Bowls. Oh, I mean, I guess that's always on the line. But it's just the two teams are better, so I think you'll see more people. But the weather's also supposed to be crappy.
So when you say see more people than 7,000, way to go out on a limb, Bob. How many people do you think? I mean, you think that stadium would be half full? Levi's probably what, 65,000, 75,000?
No, it will not be half full.
That's ridiculous. When do we start just letting the higher ranked or better record team host?
They're going to move it to Vegas, I think.
Is that going to be better, though?
I would imagine, because at least Vegas, the stadium is going to be on the strip in the city.
Yeah.
Whereas Santa Clara is far from places.
Yeah, and it's expensive out there.
Yeah. So I mean,
Vegas is expensive, but you know you're spending that money. You're going to Vegas.
Doesn't the Pac-12 basketball tournament?
Always in Vegas. Well,
doesn't it get good crowds?
Used to be at Staples.
Now it's in
Excuse
Vegas.
Excuse me. Used to be at Staples Center. Now it's at Vegas.
That gets good crowds, right?
Actually, I don't even know if it was at Staples. I think it used to be at the Pauley Pavilion where UCLA plays.
That gets good crowds, right?
Sure.
The basketball tournament? I feel like you see the stands pretty full for the Pac-12 tournament.
In Las Vegas, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it
so
does all right.
I think you'll see better than it is in Santa Clara.
Which is funny because Pac-12 basketball is garbage. This year might be all right, but in general, it's kind of garbage.
Yeah, generally. But, move it to Vegas.
Okay. All right.
Move everything to Vegas. Everyone loves Vegas.
I like this text on the Better You Today text line. Mario Cristobal and Kyle Whittingham get in a fight. Who wins? This is a no-brainer to me. It's Whittingham. He's crazy. He's got that look of a psychopath. Like, he seems real cool, calm, collected, but he's got, like, dad strength in him, and he'd flip over a car and kill you.
I'm going to go ahead and say Whittingham as well. I'm not sure that's a crazy... Have you seen his... Have you seen Kyle Whittingham shirtless? Not a thing I ever thought I would say on any situation ever.
You know, Michael, can't say I have.
I'm pretty sure there's pictures floating around of him up there.
I would Google it. I would Google it, but it'll screw up my algorithm.
He and Gary Anderson would like go on like super long runs together. They're just super fit, right? And Cristobal's huge. He's a really big dude.
He's a former offensive lineman. He's got a gut.
I think Whittingham wins that fight.
Nice. Nice. I'd love to watch it. You know, I was once... When Tony Bennett was at Washington State, I watched him almost get in a fight with Tim Floyd when Tim Floyd was the coach at USC. Like, something happened, and Tony was barking something at Floyd, and Floyd said something that just really pissed Tony Bennett off, which is so funny because he's such a cool, calm dude, that he rips his suit jacket off, throws it at the bench, and starts charging over to Tim Floyd. Cops rush the floor and separate the two of them. Nothing happened. No technicals, but it was in Pullman. They were really worried something was going to happen. Fast forward to Selection Sunday. We're at the gym watching it. There's like fans there with the team and stuff. And afterwards, they're interviewing Tony Bennett. And Bennett gets done interviewing, and I walked up to him, and I said, Coach, I'm totally breaking like all rules here. And I said, Coach, off the record, you versus Tim Floyd in a fight, who's going to win? And Tony looks at me and he goes, come on, man. I was like, go Cougs.
Now, was that a come on, man? Like, why are you asking me this question?
No, it was
like,
man, it was like,
I would clearly win.
Come on, man. Tim Floyd's old and pays kids to go to his school. I like that.
I'm young and about to be a national champion on a different team.
Thanks, Mike.
Welcome.
You gave us Clay Thompson, though.
Yeah, he did.
Aaron Baines.
Yep. That's a steep drop off from Clay Thompson to Aaron Baines, but okay, I'll go.
Technically, we had Baines first.
Well, that's a very steep incline to then fall off the face of the earth.
Whoa, you did what? Yeah, and then we hired Ken Bone. The boner.
The boner.
The boner. Yeah.
And then you hired Ernie Ken.
Hey, man. Uncle Ernie. Like, we didn't even like him. He came in, he's like, hey, I'm your coach. And we're like, we don't like you.
Yeah. Go back to Oregon.
Go back to Oregon. Well, I've totally derailed that whole thing.
Hey, you know what? That happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens. It does happen. But at least it's okay. Like, we're at least excited about, like, Pac-12 stuff, though.
Yes.
I think that's a plus.
Especially a plus for you who likes to get down about football this time of year.
Yeah, I do.
You're like, it's football. I know. Yeah. So you're excited.
It's always like... Right at Thanksgiving weekend, for some reason, I just give up every year on Pac-12 football.
Yes. I wonder why.
I don't know.
Something about, like, the Pear Bowl or...
The Pear Bowl.
The grapefruit competition.
Two girls, one apple cup.
Oh, God. I'm very uncomfortable.
Hey, Pac-12 basketball might be okay this year. We're not. We're going to be terrible.
Could be.
But UW could be decent.
Oregon looks really good.
Oregon State. You know, Arizona's still paying kids.
Just keep naming schools, Patrick. I'll look for you. Oregon. Oregon State. Arizona.
I wasn't like, you know, there's Wazoo's going to suck, but there's UW and Oregon State and Oregon and Cal Stanford and UCLA, USC.
It's kind of what you're doing.
Arizona State, Arizona.
Utah, Colorado.
They're in the Pac-12. Okay, all right. I'm done with that. Let's get back into baseball.
Okay.
When we come back, I do want to get into this Garrett Cole and Steven Strasburg thing because things are starting to move the needle, and we'll do that next on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Sounds like Green Day. It is. Is this newer or older?
This is way older.
Like, this sounds like really old Green Day. It's not the Boulevard of Broken Dreams yet. This band used to be cool.
I never liked Green Day.
You didn't?
No.
Well, it's like...
There was a phase... I think the
it's
problem
P-word
for me,
rock for you.
Well, but this was before I listened to metal, so It wasn't even that. It was, I listened to rap a lot in high school, but there's a
damn straight. So did we.
There's a
from the streets of Vancouver.
There's a sound to a lot of those bands. The way that the vocalist sings bothers me.
It's like nasally.
Yeah,
I kind of higher up.
I didn't like Good Charlotte. Ooh, I didn't like bad. Green Day. I didn't like Sum 41.
Ooh, another bad band.
Yeah, like those were all the bands that were kind of in the same realm.
Yeah.
They were all kind of punk rock pop, right?
Yeah.
I thought they all sucked.
So here's the thing, though, is that there was a good gap for Green Day in between their American Idiot Green Day stage and the Dookie Green Day.
Well, there's Nimrod, but Nimrod comes shortly after Dookie.
Right. That was 90s, mid-90s, late 90s, and then it seemed like they had their hiatus and went MTV Green Day, and that Green Day sucks. Like, that is bad Green Day. Anything...
I walk these lonely roads.
Yes, exactly. Anything post-2000 Green Day, garbage, throw it in the trash. But yeah, Dookie... the album that Patrick just referenced, which was like just a couple of years after that.
Yeah. Oof. Woof.
Yep.
Yikes.
It just wasn't my genre of music.
No, old Green Days. That's good Green Day.
Yeah. Dookie was cool. Plus it had that cool album cover.
Yes. It's like a Where's Waldo book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Although I did like Papa Roach's first album. So you can judge me if you'd like. Although I thought that album was really good.
Hey, I saw Papa Roach live. Not just them. It was like a rock festival. But
That's usually how it goes with those kind of bands.
Yeah, I got to meet the main singer. He ended up hosting that show Scarred on MTV. Remember that?
No, I don't.
Where it was just video after video of dudes eating it on skateboards and bikes and having these just nasty injuries.
Pre-CKY.
Post-CKY? Yeah, because this was after Jackass and that stuff. It was basically post-Jackass.
It was like a precursor to Tosh.0.
Yes, pre-ridiculousness. And it was, but it was just way too gross. Just like, oh, check out this guy's broken arm after going off 20 stairs.
Just like, awesome. Just jello.
This is my last resort.
Seriously, and for some reason, that guy hosted the show.
Oh, yikes. All right, diving back into baseball, we got some news today as the Yankees met with Gerrit Cole and Steven Strasburg.
Early, before the winter meetings, I enjoyed that.
And just a little preliminary, hello, how are you? Would you like to go to dinner with me?
Would you like to sign a $300 million contract, please and thank you?
We don't need details later. I'm sure Scott Boras will steal everything from us, but let's get things going now. And these are probably the big... These two and Anthony Rendon, but I think in today's age where some starting pitching, especially with Zach Wheeler off the board, who I don't even know if that's really that great of a signing, that pitch, good, high-quality starting pitching is going to be a high commodity this year, that it's nice to see that these negotiations are going. Because all we heard was that the Yankees met with them, but then we're hearing Dodgers, Phillies, Angels, all this kind of stuff. It's already in motion. One team meets and the other players are starting to come to the surface.
As a Yankee fan, I was very happy they chose to meet with these guys early.
I think it's a smart move.
It's a show of we're serious about this.
Yep.
And the big report that came out today was that Gerrit Cole said, I don't have a West Coast bias. I'm not leaning towards the West Coast to sign, which for me is huge.
Right.
Because I think everyone thinks he's leaning towards going to the Angels because he grew up in Anaheim or that area. And that's
where my money is. My money's on the Angels. I mean, I was thinking this during the World Series. It was just like him and Mike Trout, this could be something legit.
Or they could miss the playoffs and win 86 games again.
Yeah, that could be true too. That would suck really bad.
I do wonder, with a team like the Angels, who I do think, you know, they spend money and they have in the past, are they good enough as a whole to have one player be the difference? I don't think so. You know, they need a couple of guys to really kind of be brought in or to step it up in their own team to do that. Maybe Ohtani coming back to pitch next year will be huge for him as well. Don't forget, he was really good before he had Tommy John surgery pitching. So I think there was a lot of worry that he was a West Coast guy only for those teams that are on the East Coast. And he basically said, no, I'm not leaning West Coast. But I think it's smart that they got ahead of the winter meetings for that. But the winter meetings start what, in like a week?
Yeah.
So we're gonna start seeing the rumors flying with these two guys plus Rendon more than we already have. And right now it's a lot of speculation of the teams that you mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. The Dodgers reportedly interested in signing all three of them.
Woo!
Which would
and trading for Frankie Lindor.
Yeah. So the Dodgers would stay in first in the NL West as much as you
for a long time. Yeah, for a long time.
A long time.
In fact, I would tip my cap for them to win the World Series. I'd go out on a limb on that one.
Really?
But I'd be like, you know what? I'm leaning towards the Dodgers, but I could be convinced otherwise nobody else but the Dodgers.
Yeah, there's a team in Los Angeles that just signed the best free agents, all four of them. What are they? The Angels? The Los Angeles Angels? No. The Dodgers.
It's the Los Angeles Raiders.
What are they dodging? Oh, tram cars in New York City? Why are they the Dodgers?
Luxury tax. I'm curious because
the players are dodging income tax too.
I'm curious because we don't know this. It's hard to know this, but I wonder what goes through and on Garrett Cole specifically before we get to Strauss. I wonder if Garrett Cole, he says, I don't have a West Coast bias. Where do you think he lies? Do you think he wants a World Series or you think he's going to go to the highest bidder?
Cole?
Yeah.
I think he's going to go to the highest bidder.
Yeah. That's why you're like, I don't have a West Coast bias.
That's 100% why.
Because he wants the money.
Right. And I think what we saw after the Astros lost in his weird post-game
super weird
thing where he said, I don't want to do an interview. I'm not a member of this team anymore. And then said, well, I can represent myself. That, to me, was proof that Garrett Cole was ready for his big payday. And I think you've seen enough rumblings around there. And I've seen a couple of reports that are like, Cole might get more elsewhere, but he's going to choose the Angels. But then I saw something that said, this is actually, I think it was from CC Sabathia. He has his own podcast that he does.
Ooh, I'd listen to that.
He's been doing it for a long time, so you could probably find it. I think it's called like R2C2 because he does it with Ryan Rocco, so RR and CC.
Oh, I don't love Rocco, but anyway, continue.
It's with CC. So I think on the podcast, he basically said he talked to Garrett Cole and got the impression that he would prefer to play in LA, but if they spent enough money, he would go to whatever team spent the most money. So,
yeah,
pay him and he will come to you. That's kind of as simple as it gets. I don't think that's necessarily an indictment on the player.
No, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's professional sports.
Well, I think some people would look at that and say, oh, you're so selfish. Go to a team that can win. Dude, you're getting your biggest payday ever. Go make as much money as you can. Good for you.
Mike Trout's making $440 million to play in Anaheim. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
If he was making $440 million to play elsewhere, you'd also be cool with that. Because he's making his money.
If he wanted to take $500 for the Yanks, go for it. But I'm okay with $440 in Anaheim.
Yeah. So go make your money.
I think you got a deal on Mike Trout at $440. We talked about this when it happened.
Maybe.
I was like, ooh, nice discount. The highest paid player in the history of baseball. You're right. Like, ooh, nice.
Nice.
Good deal.
In five years, this is going to look like a steal.
Yeah, the Angels are actually doing something right this time. real quick, before we move to Strauss, where do you think he lands? Let's call it early, and we'll just see how it goes. Take your bias out. Where do you think he'll go?
I so much hope that he goes to the Yankees, but I don't think he's going to. I'm going to go ahead and say the Angels.
That's what I think.
I think there's too much smoke for there not to be fire there. I mean, a lot of people are saying he's favoring going to Anaheim. So, sure. If they can spend the money and afford it, I'll say the Angels.
Yeah, I'm with the Angels, too. And I can't explain it, but it's like early on, like I think it was before Bryce's last season in D.C., we heard rumblings of teams, things going on. And I was like, I think Bryce is going to Philly. And I know it was like shooting in the dark because the White Sox were interested. The Nationals seemed to be the front runner. The Yankees, we didn't know what they were going to do. But I get that feeling again that it's just Garrett Cole wants to be in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. And they will do anything they can to get him there. I don't know. That's my thought.
It's just, as a Yankee fan, to put my bias back into it, I don't think Strasburg is anywhere near as good of a bet as Garrett Cole is. They're both being considered on the
same. In terms of being on the mound?
Yeah. They're both being considered in the same plane right now, right? They're both elite ace pitchers.
Right. Pitched against each other in the World Series.
I think Garrett Cole is something filthy special. And I think Steven Strasburg is an elite ace pitcher.
But you're tipping Garrett Cole to be better than Strauss.
Yes. So I would, obviously, I'd be fine if the Yankees got Steven Strasburg. But if they have a chance at Garrett Cole, they better get Garrett Cole.
So then let's get us out on this. Garrett Cole gets signed before Steven Strasburg then, you think?
Probably.
Because?
Unless Strasburg is noticeably a better deal and a team just jumps at that and says, like, we can't get in these sweepstakes, but Strasburg for blank.
Yeah.
Great, sure, we'll do that. I could see that, but I think Cole goes first because Cole's going to set the market.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah.
If Cole sets the market, you don't think the recency bias will put Strauss right there?
No, they will. That's
he
what I'm
won't take less than Cole?
He'll probably, he'll probably take a little
but
less
than close Cole. To similar?
Yeah. I'm saying, that's what I'm saying, is everyone's putting them on the same plane. And I don't think that's true. I think Cole is on a plane above Strasburg.
I'd probably agree with that.
But yeah, so if Cole goes to the Angels, I think the Yankees would get Strasburg. If we think Cole goes to the Yankees are not missing on one of these two guys.
You're going to say the Dodgers are out on both? You think they have a better chance of being out on both than the Angels and the Yanks being out on both?
No,
I do.
I think they've got
back that.
I think they've got the same amount of chance of being out on both as the Yankees do, because both teams say they're going to spend big, but then they also want to protect their luxury tax and their investments and stuff. We've seen it from both of them. There's more of a desperate need from the Yankees than there is from the Dodgers right now for a starting pitcher. So if Cole chooses the Angels, there is no way Strasburg's not going to the Yankees unless Strasburg does not want to go to the Yankees. It's just that simple. So that would be my prediction.
Fair enough. 57-58, Blazers down by one. Excuse me, 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. When we come back, we'll dive into the Mets and their situation with ownership. And we also got fair or foul at the bottom of the hour. We'll do all that next. This is the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.